Welcome to The Morning Drive with St. Luke Lutheran Church of Devon, Pennsylvania. You can find us online at stlukedevon.org. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you enjoy this week's message.
This is what Paul told the Corinthians when he wrote, "If I speak in the tongues of mortals and angels, if I have prophetic powers, understand all mysteries and knowledge, and faith so as to remove mountains, if I give away everything I own and even become a martyr, but do not have love, I am nothing. More is needed, and it is always the gift of love." In Paul's time and place, there were at least three different words for love. There was the sympathetic phila of friends, think Philadelphia, sisterly, brotherly love. There was the unabashed eros of lovers. But the word that Paul uses with the conflicted Corinthians is agape. This is love that gives itself away freely to the other without counting the cost. And what the giver discovers is that instead of having less love to give, there's always more than enough. It is the sharing of God's abundant, unconditional love that enables congregations then and now to flourish. Now, loving this way, challenging. That's why Paul tells the Corinthians and us that agape love is not a matter of feelings. Feelings come and go. Amen?
Amen.
Love, agape love, abides. So when Paul describes the attributes of agape love, he talks about habits to adopt and to practice, to be patient and kind, not envious, boastful, arrogant, or rude, not to be self-centered, irritable, or resentful, not to rejoice when somebody screws up or does wrong, but to rejoice in the truth, to bear all things, believe all things, hope all things, endure all things. Agape love is possible because God first loved us and keeps loving us. God rejoices in the truth, suffers with us, gives us hope, and brings us to a new day because love never ends.